You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. Now, you don't have to be religious to be amazed by these stories. They're just about awe-inspiring things that happen to our writers, stories that will wow you. Today we're going to talk about miracles that happen on the way out, when someone you love is dying or has just died. Our first story comes from Adrienne Parkhurst, who says that she rarely remembers her dreams, but she had one that was so vivid that it seemed more like a memory than a dream. In this dream, Adrienne and her husband were attending some kind of event at a house she didn't recognize. It seemed like a funeral because everyone was so somber, and she was greeted by an older woman who motioned for her to enter a dim bedroom, saying, "He's been waiting for you." When Adrienne went inside, she found her old boyfriend, Rob, who she had dated 20 years earlier. He looked exactly the same as he had then. And sitting next to him was a woman who was obviously his wife, and she looked very upset. Adrienne said to Rob, "I don't get it. I'm not supposed to be here. You didn't love me like that. I was just one of many." Rob didn't answer her out loud, but she heard him in her head saying, "You belong here. You always did." And then in the dream, he reached his hand out to her, and she tripped backward, and then she woke up. Now, Adrienne knew that Rob had cancer because he had announced his diagnosis on Facebook a year earlier. Now she grabbed her phone to check his page, as it had been a few weeks since anyone had posted updates to his page. There was nothing there, so she assumed everything was fine. And she continues in her story, telling us, "Later that morning, Rob's and my song played on my car radio. An eerie feeling came over me to check Rob's Facebook page again. I pulled into a nearby parking lot, took a deep breath, and clicked on his profile. And that's when I saw the post announcing that he had died early that morning. It occurred to me that he had died while I was having that dream." She called her sister, who said that he must have cared about her a lot more than she realized, and that he had come to say goodbye to her in that dream. Adrienne says, "I'll never know why Rob appeared in my dream the night he died, but I've learned to accept it as a gift. Some people believe that people appear in visitation dreams to offer peace and love. For years, I dismissed Rob's and my relationship as merely physical and lacking depth. But my dream made me rethink my conclusions about our relationship." Carrie Faraday tells us another very cool story. And this one is about when her father died. She says, "The day my dad died, I asked him for a favor. I had been by his bedside all through the night with my two sisters as he lay there, eyes closed and breathing heavily, in a state the staff members at his assisted living facility referred to as actively passing. We were told that his hearing would be one of the last things to go. So Carrie asked him, 'Dad, after you go, could you send us some snow to let us know you're all right?' The next morning, Carrie was home taking a shower when she got the call. Her dad was gone. She drove back to the assisted living where he lay waiting for hospice to pronounce him dead. It was a beautiful, sunny day. 45 degrees, blue sky, no snow in the forecast. But shortly after Carrie re-entered her father's room, while her dad was still lying there, it started to snow. Carrie rechecked the forecast on her phone. No snow in the forecast, just 45 degrees and sunny with a blue sky. She called her husband, who was working just a couple of miles away, and he said it wasn't snowing where he was. Carrie says, "My father had done it. He'd granted my last request. I knew he would. He never let me down. He was okay. He was with us and always would be." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter and receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email, with stories from this book and our other new bestsellers. Just go to our website and click on newsletters, and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about messages from heaven from this book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous.